It is an easy drive from Cincinnati. Mammoth Cave hosts millions of visitors each year, has a fascinating history, and remains one of the world's greatest natural wonders. A new book called Mammoth Cave Curiosities takes readers on a tour of the cave with lots of facts, fiction, and folklore tossed in for fun. The author, Colleen O'Connor Olson, guided tours at Mammoth Cave National Park for more than 20 years, and she's joining me on the phone tonight. Good evening. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal. Colleen, welcome.
Hi, Elaine. It's great to be here.
Colleen, Mammoth Cave is actually a cave system. Can you explain what that means?
Well, Mammoth Cave goes on for over 400 miles, so it is by far the longest cave system in the world. So any entrance that you go in, you could walk, crawl, swim, or climb for over 400 miles. So what you see on tours, even though you may see quite a bit of cave, it's only a very small fraction of the 400-plus miles that we've discovered so far.
And take us way back to elementary school. What actually creates a cave?
Water carves it out. So water soaks down into the ground. It's coming in through lots and lots of little cracks, dripping in and getting together to form rivers. And the underground rivers form the cave. And if you hike out to Echo River Spring or River Styx Spring on the surface at Mammoth Cave National Park, you can see where a couple of underground rivers are coming out of the cave and joining Green River above ground.
Who were the first cave dwellers, and does anyone live there now?
Nobody lives in the cave, but there are bats, there are cave crickets, eyeless fish, crayfish, and the first people to go down into Mammoth Cave were prehistoric American Indians who went down in upwards of about 5,000 years ago and left artifacts behind, like torches and woven slippers.
So who actually first explored Mammoth Cave and began to chart some of the wonders of this enormous natural wonder?
The ancient people who were down here, even though they did a lot of exploring, they didn't make any maps for us, but the first modern people to do exploration came in down in the late 1700s, and the earliest maps are from the early 1800s. So there's been exploration in modern times going on for about 220 years now.
Are there still uncharted parts of the cave?
Yes, exploration is still ongoing. A group called the Cave Research Foundation, they're all volunteers, and they still do exploration. And coming up pretty quick, 4th of July weekend, there's going to be a big expedition, so a lot of volunteers are going to be coming in from a lot of different states. So if you talk to a Mammoth Cave guide after the 4th of July, we'll know about places that, as of right now, haven't even been discovered yet. So there's a little bit more added on about every month.
How much of the cave do visitors actually get to see, like 10%, 50%?
Visitors cover approximately 14 miles. So yeah, that's only a small fraction of the 400 miles. So most of it is undeveloped, just the way nature made it. When you come on tours, we have handrails, electric lights. So it's still a real cave, but it's a little bit easier than what nature originally made for us.
Now, how did you get connected to Mammoth Cave, Colleen?
When I was in college, I saw a notice up on campus saying they wanted people to work for the concessionaire at Mount Rushmore. So my first job in a national park was scooping ice cream and pouring Coke and giving hamburgers to visitors. And even though the job itself was not that fun, living and working at Mount Rushmore was really, really fun. And I thought, wow, I need to talk to the park rangers and find out how I can get a really fun job in a national park. And I could do that even when I get out of school. And that's what got me interested in working in the national parks. Then I eventually got a job at Grand Canyon and eventually moved on to Mammoth Cave and working for the Park Service, where I get to do fun stuff like go through the cave or take people for walks in the woods and do the really good stuff all day long. I showed up at Mammoth Cave back in the early 90s, and I've been here since then.
So you're still guiding tours?
I sure am. I still do tours at Mammoth Cave.
I enjoyed every part of your book, but especially the story in the book, Mammoth Cave Curiosities, about the first female tour guide, Rachel Wilson. Tell me about her uniforms.
Yeah, in those days, she said that she had to wear 3-inch heels, which if you're standing around or you're working indoors, that's okay. But going through the cave, that would be pretty rough. And eventually, women started wearing the same uniform the men do. So now we have sensible shoes, we have comfy uniforms, and it all works out real well. But of course, in Rachel's day, back in the 60s, it was very different. It was considered a man's job back then.
How do you think things have changed for female park rangers?
Nowadays, we do pretty much everything the men do. And there's not only more people who are guides, more women who are guides, but there are more women in science, more women in law enforcement. Our chief law enforcement ranger is a woman today, and for years and years, law enforcement was all men. So yeah, women do a lot of things now that used to be all men. A lot of the people who do exploration are women today.
Who are the visitors to Mammoth Cave? Is it local, regional? People come from all over the world?
All over. We meet a lot of people from every state. I meet people from all over the world. I had a woman on my tour not too long ago who was from Timbuktu. So Mammoth Cave is really famous worldwide.
And you've had some fairly well-known celebrities go through the cave as well.
Yes. And some of them, depending on how famous they are, most famous people just buy a ticket and they just get on a tour like anybody else. Sometimes when we have people who are extremely famous, like when Reagan came, of course, he had a special tour. And when Elton John came, he got a special tour. Maybe at the time people were concerned he'd caused too much disruption. So every once in a while, famous people get special tours, but usually they just buy a ticket and get in line with everybody else.
What are some of the odd facts about the cave? Like, what are some past uses that people have tried to make the cave good for?
Some interesting uses. Back in the 1840s, it was actually a tuberculosis hospital for a short time. People thought the cave had some kind of healing property. And the owner of the cave at that time was a physician, Dr. John Cron. And so he decided he would take advantage of this healing property they believe existed. And he had tuberculosis patients live in the cave, thinking it would cure them. And of course, the cave does not have any special healing properties, and the tuberculosis patients just got sicker and sicker, and finally they said, enough of this, we're getting out of this cave. And two of the huts that they lived in are still on a tour route today. And another unusual use for a short time in the late 1800s, it was a mushroom farm, but somebody sabotaged it by pouring kerosene on the mushroom beds. And why they did this, I don't know. So that was the end of the mushroom farm inside Mammoth Cave.
And in the 60s, with the nuclear scare, did people think they might be safe from a possible nuclear attack there?
Yes, there were nuclear fallout supplies set up in Mammoth Cave back in the 60s, and they were taken out in the 70s. They'd been down there for about 15 years, and some of my older colleagues who were here back in the mid-70s, they told me that the candy, which was part of the food that was stored down there, was brought up to the guides, and they told me they ate it, even though it had been in the cave for 15 years. So Mammoth Cave guides will eat just about anything.
What is the best way to do a cave tour?
We do have some cave tours that are pretty long, like the Wild Cave Tours. If you want real adventure and you want to get down and dirty and you want to squeeze through tight holes, Wild Cave is a lot of fun. But of course, not everybody is up for that kind of thing. The Historic Tour is very popular because that's 2 hours long, so it's moderate. And it goes through parts of the cave that have been used for tours for 200 years now. This time of the year, if you come down to Mammoth Cave, definitely call ahead for reservations because we are busy, busy, busy in the summertime.
And it's still a great family destination, still affordable, still plenty of accommodations in the area.
Yes, but do make reservations not only for your cave trip, but for hotels too, because there are a lot of people coming in this time of year.
People can get copies of your book at Mammoth Cave, but if they want to get a copy of it in advance of their trip, it is Mammoth Cave Curiosities. We'll have a link to that information on our website, wvxu.org. From history and nature to science, pop culture, and beyond, it's Colleen O'Connor Olson covering a huge range of topics with a lot of fun and a lot of knowledge and heart and passion and love for Mammoth Cave in the new book. Colleen, thank you so much for joining WVXU tonight.
Well, thank you, Elaine, for having me.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.